Showdown 39 was an absolute classic. Crows hung on to win by 3 points. Joining us, the Crows' new coaching director, is Johnny Worsfold. Worshit, thanks for your time.
Hey, no problems, guys.
Frio v West Coast Derby, fierce rivals. Your first showdown, what do you think?
Oh, it was outstanding. It was my first game actually at Adelaide Oval, so it was a double whammy. First showdown and first time at that magnificent stadium. So it was and a great day to remember, obviously.
How was the coaching box, particularly late, because there was a few contentious issues and there was Port Adelaide coming back. You could see a couple of times the camera panned on the campo and he's a little bit animated. Did he go all right?
He went well, yeah. I've been in that position before myself where, you know, you try things or you feel useless, you feel helpless when an opposition are really throwing everything at you, ball, rolling the dice and had nothing to lose and things were going well for them. So it gets a bit nerve-wracking and you really do feel like he was pulled a few reins there and nothing's working. But I thought Campo handled it really well, you know, throughout the whole day.
In terms of the day as a whole, what pleased you most about the way the club went about it?
I think, it's such a unique and tough situation that the Adelaide Footy Club typically find themselves in with an interim senior coach and the emotion of the circumstances, playing, Port Adelaide back in Adelaide. So I think just the way that they've really handled themselves in terms of trying to stay focused on just getting back to playing footy and what's never going to be normal in the near future, but also acknowledging the respect that Bill Walsh deserved and the fact that Port Adelaide and the way they put the game on was outstanding as well. And I really found the supporters from both clubs, for me being, as much as I'm now working with Adelaide, a bit more of a neutral figure, the Port Adelaide and Adelaide supporters were very respectful throughout the whole day.
Yeah, well said, Wisha, no question about that. What actually, if you could, define your game day role for us?
Game day, I'm really just supporting the coaches. They've been working pretty hard all year with their game plan. They've all got their roles. They're very clear about those. But Campo being in the senior coach's seat is new for him. So just supporting him through that, where he might have some queries. He just looks for a little bit of assurance from me. But he's coaching the team. Make no mistake about that. And he's doing I think he's done a great job in unbelievable circumstances in his first two games. But on match day, a real supportive role. And obviously throughout the week, there's a lot of issues that are challenging the Adelaide Footy Club at the moment. One being, the coaches, they're wondering about what their roles will be going forward. The players and where they sit, they're all wondering about what are we going to be looking at next year in terms of the coaching, not only a senior coach, but the whole coaching staff and then other support staff at the footy club. They're all a little bit in the dark. So I'm going to work pretty closely with David Noble and Andrew Fagan on putting some plans in place around how it's all going to look going forward in the future, and so some of these people can relax and do their jobs throughout the remainder of the season, because Adelaide Footy Club are still really vying to earn the spot to play finals this year.
Would that include, I guess, having some input into David Noble sits on the panel that's going to select the next coach? He would have to, I guess, as well decide what that coaching structure looks like. Is that what you're talking about when you're saying just assisting in that and perhaps giving some certainties to some of the coaches that are there?
Yeah, there's all those issues that are facing the footy club at the moment. Look, Adelaide had obviously a very successful coach selection criteria that they went through just only 9 or 10 months ago. So they're very confident in terms of what they need to do to search and then find the next senior coach. So whether I have any input on that, that's to be we'll wait and see with that, but. Yeah, I know Andrew Fagan and David Noble and the Adelaide board are very confident in the process that they'll undertake towards the latter part of this footy season.
Well, they're not going to put you on the committee to select the coach if you're going to be the coach, will you? So have you ruled yourself out of that, or are you going to keep that open?
No, I've ruled myself out of that, Rowie. I'm as I've said, my personal position is not in a is not one that I can consider taking on a senior coaching role next year. It's a massive job, and you know, I'm not ready to hand my life back over to the industry in that role as yet.
And so then the coaching director's role seems to be a good fit. Do you think that role you could enjoy, embrace, and finally love?
Yeah, it's an interesting question in that regard, because this is a role that I hadn't contemplated taking on in footy, in any full-time role. So, you know, I'm still finding my feet in what the role is with Adelaide, but... You know, over the course of 6 weeks, I have I'm getting a lot clearer picture of where I can add some value to the footy club. So, hopefully I can make a difference for them over as they plan the end of this year. But we're going to wait and see going forward.
Calculation.
Well, Shell, you've got to do a Yui. You've got to do a legal Yui,
yeah,
Sam.
I'll pull over.
Wusha, you're lost.
I'm going to pull over. I'll shut this radio.
Can I help you, Wusha? Are you on Grand Junction Road? Are you on Tapley's Hill Road? Do you know where you are?
No, I've pulled over now, so we don't have to worry about me getting lost, guys.
Are you facing the right way, Wusha? That was funny.
We're all heading in the right direction. We're trying to get Adelaide up into maintain their spot in that top eight.
We fly as one.
Hey, are you starting to get to know some of the players a bit?
Yeah, that's another big thing, is that it does take a while to get to know the personality of the players, and you know, they've had a lot on their plate in the last 2 weeks. And, you know, I've been in the background a little bit, but I'm starting to get to know what makes them tick and how they work, and I'm enjoying that as well. So, yeah, certainly over the next 3 or 4 weeks, I'll get to know the players really well. Even just watching how the coaches are working together and all the support staff that Adelaide have in place. Footy clubs are pretty big places now. So I'm slowly getting a feel for how Adelaide operates. And I'm seeing a lot of great stuff there. I'm also seeing some areas that I think I can give them some ideas about other ways they could do things, and they can weigh that up about whether that adds value to them or not.
Well, sure, tragedy aside, and I'm not saying that disrespectfully, but you're in the club now, day-to-day. What's impressed you so far about this group? And where do you think they're at, comparing it or benchmarking it to where you've come from?
Well, as a footy club, I've been really impressed with Adelaide. I always have. They've always had a great reputation for being well run, and they've got the way they've, you know, in terms of the circumstances that I've come in, it's been fairly unique, but they've been outstanding in the way they've handled it all. And in terms of the playing list, you know, I'm getting I hadn't had a really close look at Adelaide's playing list, so I'm having a good look at that now, and list management is an area that I think I have some strength in, and you know, over the next month or 6 weeks, I'll work with their list management group as well and give them some of, you know, my experience in that area. So Adelaide have got a relatively young group and a really exciting group, I think, going forward. We see some of the kids that have made their debuts in the last couple of weeks have really held up well. And young Jake Lever, who's maybe played 7 games, had a massive job on Paddy Ryder on the weekend, and he started a bit scratchy, but he really fought back. So they've got an exciting group to work with, and you know, how they build that together over the next couple of years into one of the real strong, mature squads is going to be crucial for them.
And I think for you to back up the coaching panel and the selection panel to say, look, keep going down the youth path is going to be important to steer that course, Wusha. And is that the course you will? I know you're going to wank the eight and all that sort of stuff, but we can see with a couple of rookies the last 2 or 3 weeks, and that was the path that Phil was going down. Would we anticipate that that's going to be continued?
Yeah, absolutely. Where players deserve selection on form, I think they're very committed to that.
Excellent.
Sure. So, you know, we see just such a great leader at Adelaide, an experienced player, Nathan Van Berlo, missing out on selection on the weekend because he just hasn't been hitting the form that we all know he's capable of. And it got to that point where he just needs some fanful footy just to get up and going again. And there's no doubt he'll add a lot more value to that footy team when he's back in his best form. But because the younger kids underneath are really pushing hard for selection, and there's a They had a massive win in the Sandful on the weekend with a lot of good form from guys that want their opportunity next. So there's pressure on the team now, and it's coming from guys who've played a little bit of AFL footy, but some young guys as well, which is a good position to be in.
Big test this week, I guess, in terms of on the playing field. The enormous emotion of a showdown, and then they go into a game where they're against one of the bottom sides and they're expected to win. I guess it's a real test of the ability of the players to be really professional, short break, and be able to come out and just get the job done again.
Yeah, absolutely. It's another sort of step forward for them. You know, everything's still pretty raw and pretty emotional, but the players are, you know, that win was a massive tonic for the players to believe that they can still get the job done as we move forward. So they know the challenge that Gold Coast, with Gazza back in there, a very talented group, that will test any team out. And if you don't go out there to play at your maximum intensity over four quarters, then you know it's going to be game on. So that's what it's going to take for Adelaide to win this week. It's going to take the intensity that they showed in the showdown, coming off a short week, prepare really well, go out there and play the style of footy that they've been trying to put together.
Any advice for Paddy Dangerfield, Woosher?
Oh, what's that lady?
What, she's just so rude. You're still driving, Woosher?
No, I'm not moving. I don't know where she came from.
Why is she telling you to shut up?
She's not happy.
Hey, I just cut out there, but any advice for Paddy Dangerfield going through what he's going through as an uncontracted player and a free agent?
Yeah, look, it's probably just that he's going through it with the speculation, and you've just got to deal with that. And he'll go through it again later in his career as well. You know, as we all come out of contract, we all get the speculation. People want to know what's going on, and often it's hard when you may not have made your decision up that you've got to keep batting it away, but you know, that'll all take care of itself. Everyone's professional in this industry now. They all know what they deal through, and Paddy and the club and everyone else who needs to be involved in that will sort through it all.
Now, I think a Johnny Worsfold in your footy club makes it certainly a stronger one. Now, what can we all do to convince you over the next, say, I don't know, 9 to 13 weeks, if they make the grand final, it'll be 13, that Adelaide's the place for you, Woosher? Well, I mean, we had Chappie on. Are you a red wine man? Do you take bribes? Do you fish? Yeah. What can we do, Woosher?
Mate, just warm the weather up a little bit. That would be handy.
Hey, John, you come from a club that's had great stability. Mick Malthouse, when he was coaching you as a player, he was there for about 10 years, I think. You coached the same club for 12 years. And I guess this is one thing that's been missed a little bit in terms of what the players have had to deal with at Adelaide. Since 2011, they've had five coaches in 5 years. If they reappoint a new coach next year, that'll be six in 6 years. That's difficult for the players to have to continue to build those relationships and get to know and understand the style of a new coach.
Yeah, there's always challenges with a new coach coming in, and it does take a while for a new coach to get to know all the players, to build the relationships, because that is part of getting a team to play at its absolute best. You know, you can have a talented squad, but to have them really understanding what the coach is looking for and what he's trying to build does take time. So, look, it's not an ideal situation that they've found themselves in, but they're very focused on, you know, what the future is going to look like. So it's just a fact of where everything's at the moment that the club has to deal with. They're very confident in the process that they'll put in place, and, you know, they'll have a great leader at the club next year taking them forward. The players understand what it's going to take, and they'll be ready to go. And I think the good thing for Adelaide is it's a really talented young group, and they're going to play a lot of footy together. And to start with a new coach again won't be, you know, too hard for them.
Oh, well, John, thanks so much for having a chat with us. We appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to finding where you need to get to.
He's lost.
A bit of trouble there. Yeah. Thanks again.
Oh, sorry about that. No worries. Thanks very much.
What's the broad's name in the car? Say goodbye to Air Force, Woosher. We don't want to be rude.
I will.
That's the GPS, of course.